Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam, and I haven't recorded in a little while. I hope you guys have not missed me, but of course Jerry and Crystal have been here to keep you company, and our review lessons with Christy and myself and all that. Anyway, in any case, glad to be back, and let's get on to today's challenge. So today, our challenge comes from the video called Everything Wrong with Trendy Restaurants. And I don't know if this is the case in Taiwan, but I know definitely in the West, or at least in Canada, this is pretty common recently, where there'll be new and fancy restaurants that open up, and they'll be super expensive and, you know, super confusing, and the things on the menu will be maybe kind of strange, or I remember a friend of mine, he always likes to say that the more expensive the restaurant, the smaller the portions. You know, the less food you get, you pay more money for less food. And that's actually, I mean, I guess it's kind of true sometimes, but anyway. In any case, let's get on to our challenge. Interesting. Now tell me, are your dishes composed of 5 discrete bites of food? Like 5 scallops in a delicate tower of garnishes, for instance? So this is one of those sentences that you kind of have to speak it as it is originally said in the video. Of course, if you read these words out as if you're reading it from a book or something, it might sound kind of different because it has some filler words. Right? It has the now tell me, right? That tell me is kind of like a filler. The for instance and the like is also kind of a little bit of a filler word. So I encourage you all, when you read today's challenge, to try to maybe listen to the video a couple times, right? Like the tell me especially is quite, he says it quite quickly. So if you say, now, tell me, it kind of doesn't have the same feeling. But anyway, let's get on to our vocabulary. So first we have the words compose and comprise. So the reason I say these, so for the first one, compose, so as it is mentioned in the video, he says, are your dishes composed of, and so if composed of is like, you know, 组成的, that kind of meaning. And to compose something, of course, is 组成, right, to put different things together is to compose. Of course, you can also compose a piece of music. You know, like classical music, like Mozart or Beethoven, these people are composers. But in this case, it means just to put these things together. It means it's talking about the components, right? A component is like a piece of something. Yeah, so that's to compose. And the next word, comprise, has a very similar meaning, but kind of in a different way. So in this case, you could say, are your dishes comprised of 5 bites of food? That would mean a very similar similar thing as composed of. However, comprise refers more to something being included inside of something. I mean, it's kind of more like 包含. So compose means to put things together, and to comprise means to have something as part of it. So in a way, they're kind of the same, and they're also kind of the opposite. But in any case, in this situation, you could say composed of or comprised of. Both of these will work. Next we have discrete, separate, and individual. And as you may have guessed, these three words are synonyms. So in the video he says composed of 5 discrete bites of food. You could also say 5 separate bites of food. And of course separate in this case just means that they are not, I guess, one bite of food. They're not 5 bites of the same thing, or, I mean, using the word discrete or separate, or you could actually also use individual in this case, they all just emphasize the fact that there's some sort of difference, some sort of separation, right? So in the video, they're of course joking, they're making fun of the fact that when you go to these restaurants that you can even count the amount of food, you can measure the amount of food in the number of bites, right? So if you're saying, you know, are there 5 bites on this dish or whatever? So when they use this word discrete in this case, it's saying, are there 5 individual bites Which, of course, is a ridiculous question to ask in a restaurant. You should never measure your food in the number of bites. If so, you're probably going to be hungry. But in any case, yeah. So for these three, I think they're quite similar. But you can kind of see a little bit of the differences in the translations. So discrete kind of emphasizes that, you know, 不连接的, the fact that these are separate, right? Then for separate, of course, is I think closer to 分开的, right? So even when you go to a restaurant and you say, would you like to pay together or separately, right? That's, you know, 一起还是分开, you know, like going Dutch, as some people say. Although I don't hear people use that very often. But yeah, paying separate, right? And then individual just kind of, I guess, emphasizes the fact that it's its own thing, right? I guess that's more applicable to other cases. In this case, you could also say 5 individual bites of food, and that would have the similar effect, the same effect as 5 discrete bites of food. Next we have delicate and exquisite. And so firstly, for the word delicate, it doesn't necessarily mean that something is good or very, you know, well done or precise. It can also just mean that it is easily broken. It can also just mean it's weak and frail, right? But in this case, because it's contextual, you kind of understand that when they say it's delicate, it means that it's very, you know, sort of carefully put together, it's crafted, and that, you know, there's something very high-end or desirable about it, right? You know, delicate has this, it almost makes it sound more expensive and more difficult to make, right? That it kind of gives off that feeling. And then for exquisite, I would say it's very similar, except for when I think of exquisite, it doesn't sound as easily broken, right? Delicate also has that meaning of 易碎的. Whereas exquisite is more like 精美 or 精致. I think 精致 is probably the best translation for exquisite, at least in this case. So yeah, exquisite is kind of that sort of, you know, fine dining, very very expensive, very, you know, exclusive and a lot of marketing and a lot of, you know, kind of like there's something special about it. Anyway, that is all we have for today for our vocabulary. And I'll read our challenge one more time and wrap it up. Interesting. Now tell me, are your dishes composed of 5 discrete bites of food, like 5 scallops in a delicate tower of garnishes, for instance? That's all we have for today. Let me know down in the comments if you enjoyed our video, and of course, if you watched the video. I thought it was quite funny, so let me know. Watch this video and tell me, do you guys have this similar phenomenon in Taiwan? Do you find that there's lots of expensive and fancy restaurants with weird food that you go and spend a lot of money and you don't even feel like you ate enough food at the end of it? Because that's definitely a thing in the West. But in any case, as usual, I'm looking forward to listening to your recordings and reading your comments. And thank you all for listening. My name is Sam, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye!